79 and 0, Charlie Vick, right? Pound for pound, number one. The GOAT. The one and only. The king of boxing. The king of the ring. What's up, everybody? Charlie Zonoff. The best ever. Hear that, Floyd? I'm the best ever. Good biggest joke ever. But, yeah, let's talk real boxing, man. No, this is fucking acting, man. The last recorded fight, man, I'm telling you, that was phenomenal when I beat the shit out of the heavyweight. Like I said, that fight, I made the 80s Mike Tyson, who's very, that's way overrated. I made Mike Tyson look like a guy from the Toughman contest. Listen, I see this Mike Tyson guy. I saw some videos of him. He's in Hollywood Boulevard. I knocked people out fucking cold in Hollywood Boulevard. I always chill there. That's my area. I grew up in L.A., man. I saw Chuck Liddell. I punched Chuck Liddell. I didn't hit Liddell because he was with his wife and kid. I had mercy. Tyson, if I see him alone, he's getting knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Just a second. Hold on. But yeah, my last win against Dawood. Hold on, let me take off my belt. I'm wearing my belt right now, my 7-9 no hand, man. I'm great. Yeah, man. A rematch with Awu. I mean, what's the point? I beat him with one punch for the rematch. I told him, man, he had his chance, man. He had his chance. I said, you want to continue this on video? The guy got punched in the face. I mean, don't you want some kind of fucking revenge? I mean, like, you know, he got hit off video, and I told him, I said, do you want to continue this off video? He's like, no, let's do it. Do you want to continue this on video? He said, let's do it off video. I said, no. I said, no, on video. He said, no video. I'm like, that's it. He lost. He got hooked in the fucking jaw, and that was it for him. And the guy was a trained fighter. It wasn't just like I hit some fucking random Joe, man. He was a trained kickboxer, and I fucking smashed him. It was a great victory. I didn't throw my full power. I should have hit him a little hard. I should have hit him harder. I should have applied more force. But I got him. I got him good. I got him good, man. I definitely, you know, I moved his jaw good, man. But it was, you know. It was a great victory. Yeah, very good victory. Yeah, just phenomenal to beat all these fighters, boxers, kickboxers, MMA fighters. You know, hell, they need to start putting in Marines against me, Marines, Green Berets, you know, Special Forces, Navy SEALs. You know, but these guys would get knocked the fuck out too by me, because what do they train them? I'm not saying. Like I said, I got all the respect for the U.S. Armed Forces. I'm an American, red, white, and blue. But I'm talking about competition-wise. Come on, man. I'm the best boxer in the world. And these guys have put on gloves and been fighting me boxing gloves. They would all lose. They would lose in a street fight, too. But I'm saying boxing, they would have no chance. Absolutely no chance. I'm just saying that these mainstream boxers, these guys are just, they're a joke. They're a fucking joke. I mean, how many more of them can I beat them like they're punching bags, man. Alright, hold on. I'm sending the link right now. Alright. Yeah, I'm moving in with my wife next week. Yeah, because I'm supposed to leave Sunday, but Saturday and Sunday. Okay, tomorrow I get off probation. Wow, tomorrow's a blessed day. I get off probation. And tomorrow I'm going to get my passport. And it takes, I'm paying, you know, special delivery so it can come as fast as possible. It's only 4 days. 3 to 4 days, 4 days maximum. So... Saturday and Sunday. Okay, so tomorrow's Wednesday. All right, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, but see, Wednesday, I don't know if it's going to count because he's just going to put the information in for Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday don't count, which would be 3 and 4. And then Monday and Tuesday, I should get fast for it. Monday or Tuesday. So yeah, I'm what next week? No trillion and 100%. I'm seeing my wife. So that I can't wait. Oh, I love this girl. She's so beautiful. She loves me. We're madly in love with each other. Man. Yeah, we're. I'm. She wants. I me. I want. She wants. She wants kids. Yeah, she wants a kid with me. Listen, champ's gonna make for a great father, man. I'm a great champion. I'm a great husband to my wife, and I'm gonna make a great father to my kids, man. Charlie's the best, man. You haters are delusional, man. You son of a bitch have lost miserably to me, and I've destroyed everybody in boxing. I've beaten everybody. I hooked up with the most beautiful wife ever. And, like I say, I've done it all. But you know what? I still think that despite me having 79 wins or losses, I don't know, man. I can't get enough. I can't get enough of it, man. Like, I just keep punching jaws and breaking faces, man. Just pummeling people, man. I just can't get enough of it. It's just like, it's such a great feeling. Like, I'm telling everybody from experience, like, to boxing fans, like, when you see a fight and you see, like, your favorite fighter, the fighter you're rooting for win, right? It feels great just to see that. Imagine how it feels to actually be that fighter and win. And I'm the best. I'm the GOAT, man. For me, it's just like, literally, I'm just fucking destroying these heavyweights with ease, man. Yeah, mainstream media, man. You fucking losers, man. You fucking dumb son of a bitches, man. All you clowns. When I beat Mayweather Senior, you idiots made all these articles about me, right? These mainstream fucking articles, right? What did you call me? You clowns, remember what you called me? How you sold me short? You said the 23-year-old pro. 23-year-old pro, huh? I'm the best pro that ever wasted a month. You fucking morons. Yeah, the old man excuse, huh? Hey, Jules Wall is 25 years old, man. I beat the shit out of him. Deontay Wilder? I don't know how old he is now. He's like, what, 29 now? And I beat him, he was 28. Okay? TKO with one punch. Yeah, I mean, all these motherfuckers, that EFC TV guy that I punched 10 times in the head, this guy was like around my age, he was in his 20s. The Jacob in his 20s, all these guys are in their prime. All these guys are, you can't use the old man excuse anymore. So that, all Lou was like, I don't know, 20, 25, 26, he was around my age. You know what I'm saying? All these motherfuckers, trained the fighters in their prime, beat the shit out of all of them, crushing all of them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is it. Yeah, you haters are done, man. All you internet trolls that talk shit about me and badmouth me and, continue doing it for years despite me proving you wrong, you can't say shit. You're exposed. Go watch my last recorded fight, man. Like I said, I make Mike Tyson from the 80s look like a guy from Tough Man Contest, man. That explosiveness, that speed, that power, come on. You put me and Tyson in the ring, I'd kill him. No shit, I'd beat him now. I'm talking about the back in the day, Mike Tyson, when he was like in the 80s against me right now. Charlie Zelenoff wins first round knockout. Tyson does not get up. Referee counts him out. That's it. Referee, no referee. Underground boxing is. Most of the time, there's no referee. Yeah, against Wilder, we needed a ref because the motherfucker was literally gone and he denied being TKO'd. He's a fucking retard. I fucking hate that guy. You don't understand how happy I am that I punched him in the face. Man. give me a break with that back of the head knockdown. Like I said, I legitimately beat him. He didn't beat me. He lost to me. He physically lost to me in the ring, and then outside the ring, he got disqualified. So, I mean, yeah, I beat Deontay Wilder, and Boxring.com still hasn't deleted their website. I mean, come on. Come on, it is ridiculous. Yeah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I beat him. Fucking Shamblog is relevant, man. I mean, 79 have tried, 79 have failed. The GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff. Yeah, man, that punch against Alu, man. That was phenomenal, man. That was phenomenal, you know. It's a 6-4 kickboxer, man. That's one hell of a win. It's one hell of a win with one punch, too, man. Shit. Fuck, man. Well, I got the other fight on video, though. 78, man, get the shit out of it. Dalu was just, it was a one punch, you know. And yeah, I mean, like, people seen me knock out Andrew Harley with one punch, but come on, Andrew Harley's a fucking retard, man. I mean, Dalu is a fucking trained professional, man. Yeah, that was a great one. What can I say? I'm very happy. I can't wait to see my wife. Oh my god, I just can't wait to get the fuck out of here, man. I'm no longer gonna do anything alone. I'm gonna do anything with her. Look, I lived with a girl before. I've more than once too. You all, I don't even want to mention her name. You all remember who my ex-fiance was. I got rid of that bitch, and I found my baby Daria. She's so much. My wife, you can't even compare her to Claudia, man. My wife is the best. My wife is the sexiest girl. Best girl ever. Yeah, so then she got the house ready. She cleaned up. She cleaned up for me. She you know, so she got the bed ready. And I told her, I'm like, baby, that's the bed. And I said, that's why you get you pregnant. That's the promised land right there. She even bought me food and everything. So she even cooked for me. I love her to death, man. What can I say? More than 7 months together. 7 months a week. Charlie's the best, baby. I beat Ali and Tyson the same night. I TKO'd Deontay Wilder with one punch. Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, look, I've beaten two. Okay, March 17, you saw the video of me beating the shit out of that heavyweight, right? I was backing up and I kept punching him. Okay, but then 20 minutes before that, I beat a K1 heavyweight named Mansfield. Not that pussy UFC guy, Mansfield, what that white guy. No, not that fucking clown. And I would fucking murder that guy. Kidding, man? This Mansfield, he was black and he was like much bigger than that. Yeah, this guy, he was huge. He was hitting the bag full power. I just come up to him, I challenge him. I jabbed him in the stomach, this guy. He landed a walkie punch, and then I countered him with a lead, lead right hand, with his cheekbone. I hit him in the cheekbone, and he quit. You know, I'm like, what is this motherfucker? I mean, we already started the fight. Let's continue. He said, he quit. That's it. Yeah, and he was before. He was bragging about how much money he made on TV. That he said he fought on TV and he got paydays and he's a prize fighter. And I'm like, great, 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 cool. Let's fight. We'll do this. He didn't want to do it. I left him with no choice. I just basically attacked him. I just jabbed him in the stomach and then he threw back. And I just went boom. I stopped him. So I'm not listening. If I see a mainstream fighter, I'm ruined now. Because again, these sick fucking people on the internet, on the interwebs, they support these guys. When I see them in real life, I'm gonna hurt them. When I hurt them, I hurt the interweb retards. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the interweb retards would never fight. They're not fighters. They're trolls. They're hiding behind a fucking. But I'm going to hurt the people that they root for, these fake paid professional actors. I beat everybody in boxing now. I'm the best boxer in the world. So, yeah, and a lot of these NBA players, man, like, fuck, man, they like, okay, like, no, I know some NBA players in real life. Now, some of them are cool. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of these NBA players, like they support, like, Floyd Mayweather, like, fucking clowns, man. Like, are you people, like, retarded or something? Like, I beat Jill Zavala on video. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Derek the Giant. I post videos of me beating heavyweights every single month. That Jacob guy, that buff, big motherfucker, I crushed that guy. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you fucking retards, man? This fucking Floyd Mayweather clown going to these games, man. Maybe I should show up to a fucking Clippers game. I'm not going to show up to a Lakers game. Like, that's embarrassing, you know what I mean? Oh, I mean, the motherfuckers, what, 20 and 55, man? They got blown out by the Clippers by 30. I mean, I would have been a Clippers fan if Floyd Mayweather would not be going to their games and chilling with them. I mean, I don't know if he chills with them, but I saw him talking to Chris Paul and Jamal Crawford. I never seen Blake Griffin kicking with him. You know, Blake Griffin was their best player, so, I mean, I don't know. But I heard Blake Griffin acting hard at a nightclub. You know, Blake Griffin, you know, one of the best players in the league, you know, great dunker, but Blake Griffin, and I'd knock you the fuck out, son. You know, be a basketball player, bro. Don't act hard, man. Don't act tough, man, because I'll fucking, come on, Charlie's on off, man. If I hit Blake Griffin in the jaw, he'd suffer a career-ending injury. He'd literally be out indefinitely. The Clippers would have to, you know, DeAndre Jordan would have to carry the team, man. I'm, you know, on the inside. But, I Griffin, you know, good player, very good player, you know. But I'm the best boxer in the world, so I'm just saying that. But, no, I know some NBA players. Pau Gasol, man, you know, It's hard to pick a team because a lot of these clowns, they support these, you know, Mayweather, Wilder and shit. You know, it's hard to pick a team, but I was, you know, I've been going for the Bulls this whole year. And, Pau Gasol, I've seen him, man, where I knocked out Black Musclehead, and, he was respectful, and, Pau Gasol, he's a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? He definitely deserves a ring without that piece of shit, you know, that Kobe Bryant, arrogant motherfucker, that fucking, you know, look, Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, but I don't like that motherfucker. He's, you know, cool with Mayweather, with Pacquiao, and fuck that son of a bitch. I support him. LeBron James, how many times did these clowns give me credit for being Jill Zavala, for being Deontay Wilder? I mean, how many times? And fuck these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Pau Gasol definitely deserves to win the ring without Kobe. And tell you what, he definitely has a team to do it, man. Cleveland got lucky that game. Fucking break, man. Fucking throwing up the fucking Hail Mary full courts, man. It was bullshit. And plus, Rose didn't play it. You know. Fully healthy Bulls definitely beat the Cavaliers in the series. I mean, 4-2. They're going to play in the second round. I look forward to that series. You know. I don't know if I'm watching. I'm going to be busy and making a lot of my life. But get back on topic boxing. You know. Fuck my last win again. So, yeah, there's one punch, man. That's it. Alu. 6'4", heavyweight, kickboxer, cocky motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker tried to demonstrate how to fight on me. He didn't hit me. Like I said, he didn't touch me. He didn't. No, he definitely didn't land any headshots. No, I'm saying he didn't even touch me at all. It was like he just hit air. He tried a slow motion a punch at me. And I don't remember. I don't think he touched me. And even if he like touched my shoulder or something like that, like that would not be valid connecting. Regardless, I fucking punched him. I smashed him right in the face right after. I punched him in the jaw, and then he came back down to earth. You know, that's it. That's win number 70 in that fight. Charlie going off. Yeah, win number 80. I want to fight a huge heavyweight. Like, I'm talking bigger than, like, Derek the Giant size, like that. Or, like, some, like, huge. No, I challenged some, like, 6'8", 6'9", 260-pound guy there. He got scared of me. He didn't want to fight. He was like, no. He was like, I don't box. I'm like, okay, but you're fucking, what are you, 6'8", 6'9"? Like, you're fucking huge, man. I'm like, let's do this shit. He was like, no, man. He's like, you're a fucking professional, man. He's like, I'm in your box, man. I'm like, nah, whatever. Yeah, I'm getting a little disappointed, man. I mean, that's a great gym. I'm winning fights at it. And like I said, they don't got pussies over there, man. But they seen what I did to Jacob there, and they seen what I did to that 205-pound guy that I jabbed, and he flew the fuck away. They seen that fight and the other fight. They seen both fights in person. And a lot of the same people, they show up at that gym, and they seen that shit. And the staff, they allow boxing matches there. And they seen that shit. Now it's hard to get a fight there, too. Fuck, man. Man, thank God I punched this Saul kickboxer, man. Otherwise, I would have went home with that without a victory. I would have been like, fuck, man. Yeah, thank God I got one last win before going to Ukraine. Yeah, I'm not going to risk. I'm not going to risk getting arrested. Yeah. Come on, 6 days before I see my wife, man. I'm not going to go anywhere, man. I just one shot at a kickboxer, man. Come on. Before that, it was a phenomenal fucking victory, you know. But yeah, you mainstream media people, you people are fucking delusional. You people need help. You people sold me short. When I beat Mayweather Sr., you goddamn clowns talked a lot of shit. You fucking pussies. Said the 23-year-old pro. I was 23 and stuff. I'm 26 now. I'm going to be 27 soon. 23-year-old pro. 23 victories in 2014. 15 victories in 2013. Okay? 12 victories in 2012, being Derek the Giant, super heavyweight. 2011. 13 victories. This year so far, 8 victories. I almost have fucking double-digit wins, and it's barely the beginning of the year. We're barely in fucking April. You fucking dumb cock smokers, man. You fucking idiots. My wife is a supermodel, and you fucking moron trying to sell champs short. You understand? Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson. These clowns couldn't tie my goddamn boxing laces, man. Fucking idiots, man. Morons. I beat Deontay Wilder with one punch. How many of you fucking idiots from mainstream boxing would give me the chance to even share the ring with Deontay Wilder, let alone beat him with one punch the way I did? How many of you? How many of you would give me the chance to fight Joe Zawal? Joe Zawal was he fought on national television. He fought on TV, man. He knocked people out on TV. What happened? Did he knock me out? He couldn't even land a punch against me. Shut out. Versus Joe Zawal. Super fucking heavyweight. Huge motherfucker. I mean, come on. I hate that guy. I can't stand him. I don't like him. Arrogant piece of shit. Come on, motherfucker. On skill. He knew what he was doing. He was a trade. I mean, he's a TV fighter, but he was an exception because he crossed over to the underground. The guy knew how to fight. The guy had knockout power. He Daniel Garzon, Joe Zawal versus Daniel Garzon. He knocked him out cold in 35 seconds. Against me, what happened to him? Shut out. If the fight continued, I would have knocked him out. Or stopped. That's it. He couldn't even hit me. I was so fast. I was so on point. It was like he couldn't, you know what I'm saying? And for a big man, he's not slow, but against, I made him look slow. You know what I'm saying? Like that jab, bam, bam. It's like the motherfucker didn't know what was hitting him. He couldn't even land it. He swung three hooks at me. He missed. One, two, three. He misses all three. And then I just counter him. Boom, jab, jab. The motherfucker he didn't know what was hitting him. He didn't know what was hitting him. And then I seen him two times after that. And he did not want a rematch. Chael Sonnen, PV fighter. Yeah. Tyrone Spence, the guy that fought that pussy, Alistair Overeem. Oh my God, I can't wait to run into Alistair Overeem and knock him the fuck out one day. Tyrone Spence, I punked this motherfucker, the fucking gym. That guy's a pussy. I have his number. I called him. I'm like, yo, let's meet up, let's fight, knock you out. You're a joke. We had arguments over the phone. He never came down. Yeah, there you go. Like I said, these mainstream guys, they're pretenders, man. They're just, yeah, they're not lethal fighters at all. They're just pretenders. They just want to make money. They're not real combat, man. The underground has a lot more talent now. You know, you got all these new fighters, Jacob, Alu, you know, the heavyweight that I beat on video recently. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more. So, oh, Southpaw Sue, man. Oh, shit. That guy would beat the fuck out of Manny Pacquiao. There's a lot more talent in the underground now, and I'm beating all of them. And, you know, there's just more fighters now that are just down to throw down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm pound for pound. Pound for pound, number one, man. I mean, they see I'm a real champion. You know, I defend my titles 3-4 times a month. And that's historic. That's legendary. That's once in a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Months are going to pass. Years are going to pass. After I retire, decades are going to pass. Centuries are going to pass. Millenniums are going to pass. There will never be another fighter like that. I promise you. There will never, ever be another boxer. My caliber, my speed, my courage. My will to win. 6 car shots, half a second. Not going to happen ever again. Never. Charlie's going off the evolve of the sport. And, you know, even though, yeah, they did put my name on cups. They did put my name on cups, number one pound for pound. The GOAT, Charlie's going off. They did. It's on video. It's on YouTube. I bet the haters, the delusional haters, shit themselves when they see that. Yeah, in real life, at the Grove, I mean, the security that called me the GOAT, the champ, you know. They gave me a Johnny Rockets, you know, like Johnny Rockets, the fast food hamburger place. They gave me a free drink, literally like free Coca-Cola. I got plenty of privileges, man, you know. People in real life treat me for who I really am, you know, but on the internet, it's just a travesty. It's a complete travesty. These articles they made about me. And you're calling the greatest of all time with a 23-year-old pro. Pro, I'm the best pro that ever wasted my fucking idiots. I mean, come on. I stopped the kickboxer with one punch in the last fight, which was March 30th. I'm the best. Yeah, so we're over 10 now. And, I mean, I've done it all. My wife loves me, I love her, and so hey, my wife's number one, boxer number two. I'm going to be taking care of her, you know, every night I go to sleep, you know, tuck her in the sheets, baby. And, you know, make love to her, and what can I say? You know, God has been very good to me, he's been, he rewarded me, I finally been rewarded. Before I met her, all these, you know, shallow fucking stuck up fucking gold diggers that I dated, you know, these fucking, whatever, I don't even want to talk about my exes, man, who gives a shit, man, I'm married now, married. I am married, I have a wife. I'm proud to say that I went today. I've always wanted to get married. I wanted to get married when I was like 22, 23. As soon as I beat Carlos Vasquez, I became champion. When I became world UBF world champion, I wanted to get married, you know, with the right girl. I just kept looking and looking. I couldn't find her, but now I found her. Been with her for over 7 months already. And I couldn't be more. Couldn't be more than less than that. Yeah, so I'm gonna be praying. I'm finally gonna get my break. My broken finger. Let's see. I broke my finger when I began all of 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76. I've won 10 fights with a broken finger. 10 fights. You hear me? That is unbelievable. That is unprecedented. That is inhuman. I mean, I'd lost all the fighters with a broken finger. They would not even compete. They would just be like, oh, I gotta wait till my bone heals. I can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm saying, hey, it's probably going off. No excuses, man. One of the baddest men on the planet, man. Charlie, I am, man. I am. I've proved it, man. Come on, I'm the goat, man. I proved it, man. So it's like, you know, yeah, the internet. Not everybody, I'm saying. I'm sure. Hey, you know what? The people that are liking my videos, man, hey, thank you, man. And more power to all of you, man. You know, appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? You guys are witnessing the best boxer of all time, man. Kelly. I mean, you're never going to see another fighter that's going to fight this often. I mean, not am I the fastest, strongest boxer of all time. I'm the most active fighter ever. 4 victories in 12 days. I mean, that's hell, Ethan. I never imagined myself doing some shit like this, man. What the fuck? In January, I beat 4 guys in 12 days, man. 3 on video. No, it's incredible. It's like I beat the shit out of this TV fighter, right? Like, I punched this guy 10 times in the head. I go outside. 5 minutes later, literally, I scored 2 TKOs in 5 minutes. I go outside, gangbanger. For no reason, challenges me. I just come up, across the street, bam, one punch. I go to the gym, kickboxer, bam, one punch. I'm going to Ukraine to make love to my wife, supermodel, baby. Woo! You had to be jealous of me, man. See? My fans are not jealous of me. My fans are happy for me, man. You see? Shout out. My homie Marvelous, man. My homie Lyrical Rain, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to securities at the Grove. People that put my name, number one compound. That guy that did it. Shout out to him, man. All these motherfuckers, man. My real life fans, man. Shout out to my boy Smash. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie Carlos, man. I signed an autograph for him. I went to middle school with him. You know, my real life fans, man. Real people that I met face to face that told me, Charlie, you're the best man that has ever laced him up. Without sarcasm, not hiding behind a screen. Now, that is real. You understand? Bullshit on the internet. Most of these clowns create screen names and pretend, hey, listen, you people are done, all right? It is over. Okay? It is over. That's it. I beat everybody. When number 78 is on video, you people got exposed. I beat the shit out of that guy. Okay? He was thrown back. Breathe back. You need mental health. You are a fucking psychopath, mentally sick motherfucker. You need to be locked up. No, you don't breathe back. You know what they need to do to you, man? You and I don't know if you're the same person, but that guy who leaves me shares. Yeah, you too. If you're breathe back, then whatever. Okay, breathe back. You know they need to put you in the mental hospital, correct? And they need to do those, what do they call them? Electroshock. They need to electrocute you. You know what I mean? they need to, like, electrocute you so you can, you know. Yeah, they need to do that to you. Yeah, you're mentally ill, dude. I mean, you're fucking making videos of my Facebook posts. I mean, come on, how low can you get? I mean, why do you care so much about my life? Okay, yeah, I'm going to Ukraine and have sex with my wife. Why do you care? Well, like, why don't you get a girl and have sex with her? You know, instead of falling what me and my wife are doing, why don't you get a girl and have sex with her? Because you can't get a girl. You don't have 79 wins. You don't have 0 losses. You don't have 50 knockouts. You didn't beat Deontay Wilder. You never fought and beat James Wall. You never beat Jacob. You never beat all these fucking kickboxers and MMA fighters, Xavier, Aldo. You never beat these guys. What did you ever accomplish? I have a name, the biggest name. The name, Charlie Zelenoff. Remember the name, motherfucker, because I guarantee you that you'll never forget. I would fucking murder Muhammad Ali, man. Yeah, Muhammad Ali, he's, listen, like I said, he's a sprinter. I've seen him fight. He's just a runner. It would be a matter of time ago I would cut the ring and knock him out. Mike Tyson, overrated, vastly overrated, beat a bunch of bums and got knocked out by a bunch of bums. He's vastly overrated, just a clown. Complete clown. That's who he is, Mike Tyson. If I punched Mike Tyson in the jaw one time, he'd get hit. I'd one shot him. I'm not gonna, definitely, man. With gloves, without gloves, man. Hey, Mike, man, you listen to this right now, man. However you want to do it, man. That's Chuck Liddell. What happened, man? When he seen me, man. Chuck, I punched Chuck Liddell in real life. It's funny how this piece of shit Mike Tyson mentions Deontay Wilder. But he didn't mention me. And me and Deontay Wilder fought, and I beat Deontay Wilder, but he didn't mention the winner, but he mentioned the loser. Now, Mike Tyson has mental problems. He even admitted it. He even admitted he's crazy, man. Fuck. 79 tried, 79 failed, man. Charlie Zelenoff, greatest. I'm leaving the Ukraine Tuesday. And it's been enough. I'll do a few more radios before I leave. Charlie's 8 pounds, kind of king.